From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report, made possible by Espirito Santo Bank and by Morrison Brown Argies and Farah, certified public accountants and advisors. This year marks the 100th anniversary of the Panama Canal, where ships like this one move 330 million tons of cargo in and out of our hemisphere each year. But more important to most Panamanians is what happened 14 years ago, when the United States handed ownership of the canal to Panama. And Panama has made the most of it, turning the waterway into a business that generates $2.5 billion a year. Panama's economy is growing faster than any other in Latin America. Panama City has a new subway. Its waterfront skyline now sports the region's tallest skyscraper, the Trump Ocean Club. In fact, Panama today rivals South Florida as a prime shopping destination for foreign visitors.
When you go to Miami, you will see a lot of people with a luggage on the malls buying things. Today, you see this in Panama.
Carlos Uriola is executive vice president of Panama's Manzanillo International Terminal, one of Latin America's largest ports. Manzanillo handles 20 times more freight today than it did in 2000.
It's amazing that a small country of 3.5 million people have so much influence in what happened in world commerce.
But a big chunk of the local population isn't taking part in it. Close to 40% of Panamanians still live in poverty. Half the country's children are poor, and almost a fifth suffer malnutrition.
All the canal wealth isn't getting to poor people or the barrios. It's not coming to anyone's rescue here.
Eladia Cordoba is a single, unemployed mother in Panama City's El Chorrillo slum. The barrio sits practically beneath the capital's gleaming new office and condo towers. Cordoba spoke to me inside her tiny walk-up apartment while feeding her four young children a lunch of pasta and ketchup. And she's not confident that the winner of last Sunday's presidential election, Juan Carlos Varela, will do much to change her situation.
As soon as they become president in Panama, they take care of the rich.
Which brings us to this. The $5 billion expansion of the Panama Canal. When the wider locks and channels are completed next year, the canal will be able to serve more massive vessels known as post-Panamax ships. It should almost double the canal's annual revenues over the next decade, and that could boost Panama's goal of becoming the Hong Kong of the Americas, a global maritime and financial hub. Jorge Quijano heads the Panama Canal Authority.
Panama is really the gateway for Latin America and even the United States.
But can Panama use that stature to reduce its huge gap between rich and poor? Colon lies next to the canal's Caribbean entrance. The large and predominantly black port city has been left out of Panama's prosperity. Unemployment there is about 50%, and in recent years, frustrations have morphed into deadly street protests. Roberto Darkins has taken part in those demonstrations. He sells clothing on Colon's main street. Despite Panama's building boom, he, his wife, and four kids can only afford a one-bedroom apartment in a decaying 19th-century building.
You make a building and you charge $500, $700 a month. And the salary here is like $200, $300 a month. Who you expect to go and live in those buildings?
Darkin says he fears Panama's notoriously corrupt political system will devour the fruits of the canal expansion.
The more money you make, the more corruption they're going to do.
Panama has begun more social welfare projects, and boosters like Quijano of the Canal Authority realize reform is urgent, starting with the education system, which is rated one of the world's worst.
There's so much investment coming in from outside, and eventually what's going to happen is if we don't have the right people, those investments will go elsewhere.
Next week, we'll look at the dispute behind the delays of the Panama Canal's expansion and what it means for U.S. cities like Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage on WLRN.org.
I'm Tim Padgett on the expanding Panama Canal.
The Latin America Report is made possible by Espirito Santo Bank and Morrison Brown Argies and Farah, certified public accountants and advisors.